Sam, who was in the front, stared ahead into the distance.
I can see two tall rocks shaped like a badger's head and a big bell.
Silence back there, or you won't live to see nightfall. Pick those paws up and march faster.
Fitch obeyed unconsciously, speeding up until he overtook his leader. Slapped him bad-temperedly.
Where do you think you're running to? Get back and watch those prisoners, and keep from under my paws, rat.
Orlando looked doubtfully at the contraption Jess had set up. High over his head, the thick bridge rope was fastened to his axe top. The rope ran out across the abyss, taking a steep downward slope until it reached the stakes on the far side, where Sir Harry had secured it close to ground level. The big badger scratched his muzzle.
How's it supposed to work, Jess?
He asked dubiously.
Quite simply. Matthias, would you go first and show him?
The warrior mouse shinned swiftly up the stakes. Removing his belt, he swung it over the rope with one paw, catching the other end as it came down. He stood with his paws twined in the belt that hung either side of the bridge rope.
Ready, Jess?
He called. The squiddle climbed up and gave him a good push. Whizzing across the gorge from the rope lashed around the axe head, Matthias sped on a straight downward course, lifting his tail clear as he hit the other side in a cloud of dust. He jumped to his paws, waving triumphantly. Logalog and his shrews cheered aloud. Jess turned to Orlando with a smile.
That's how?
I'm not sure, Jess. I might be too big and heavy.
Then you can go next to last,
the squiddle said decisively.
Who's going last?
Me, of course. You want your axe back, don't you? Right then, I'll untie the rope, lash your axe to my back and swing across. Don't worry, I'm a good tree flyer. I'll go straight down into the gorge on the end of the rope, stop myself against the opposite wall and climb up.
Orlando wiped a dusty paw across his brow.
I'm glad it's you and not me trying that. By the way, please take care not to lose my battle axe down there.
Oh, stop fussing, you great lump, and help that shrew up onto the rope.
Jess's plan worked well, and the operation went smoothly, though with one or two minor hitches. Sir Harry was kept busy flying to and fro to borrow belts for those who had none. When Orlando's turn came, he persevered bravely. However, his size and weight caused the axe handle to bend and the rope to belly. The badger was stuck in the middle, hanging perilously over the abyss. He was moved by Matthias and his friends, throwing their weight on and off the rope until it began to twang and vibrate, and Orlando moved slowly along it. At the edge, he had to be hauled over the brink by Basil, Cheek and several shrews. When it was her turn to go last of all, Jess, the champion squiddle of Redwall, did the crossing in swashbuckling style. Untying the rope, she bound Orlando's axe to her back and leapt straight into the gorge, grasping the end of the bridge rope. Down she sped, suddenly snapping to a halt. Then with practiced skill, she swung across and bounded up the rope, paw over paw.
Here, Orlando,
she panted.
Hurry and get this clumping great hatchet off my back. I can't stand straight with the weight of it.
I'll leave you tied to it if you call it a hatchet again, squirrel.
The pool among the bushes was like a cool oasis. They washed the dust off, bathing and splashing in the clear water, all save Jabez Stump, who sat munching cow parsley.
"'Tain't natural bathing, otherwise we'd all have been born fishers,'
the hedgehog objected. The foragers found plenty of berries, fruit and plants, even a crab-apple tree laden with tiny golden crab-apples. The friends lounged about, eating and dozing, almost reluctant to leave this haven of plenty. Logalog nibbled wild celery as he made his report to Matthias.
The scouts have picked up the trail, going south as usual. It's easy to follow.
Matthias nodded, studying the map and the poem.
Aye, it looks like plain travelling. There's no obstacle ahead, unless you count these two rocks, the badger and the bell.